صلى الله عليه وسلم يذهب الصالحون الأول فالأول دبت الصالحون فانت ولا ما حط يعني the pious people genuine pious people they will disappear one after other الأول فالأول in quick succession they will leave this dunya وتبقى خفانة then will remain what the rubbish now this Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم words not my words Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم then will remain the rubbish خفاض الشعير والتمر just as the chaff the waste matter of dates and barley will remain لا يبالهم الله بالة الله تعالى will not have any care for them and then yet the hadith continues وكثرت أمراؤكم and your rulers will become they'll be in abundance any rulers all over the show see how big is the civil service وقلت أمناؤكم and the people of trust will be very few people of trust will be very few وأولتماسي الدنيا بأمل الآخرة and the dunya the amal the dunya will be pursued with the amal of the akhirat and they will through the deen deen actions through deen the objective will be the dunya the objective will be the dunya they'll use the Quran and use the deen in order to fulfill the nafsani desires hubbe jaah hubbe maal love for wealth and love for name and fame this will be the condition of the learned people اس کی وجہ یہ ہے کہ پچھلے لوگ اپنے بڑوں سے بدعتیں لیتے ہیں علامہ شاہرانی says the reason for this is that people will regard bid'at to be sunnah and if you abandon the bid'at they say you abandon sunnah is because the people the later people people coming afterwards they took from their seniors acts of bid'at they were genuine awliya true awliya mashayikh who had introduced certain acts with sincerity and for that time there was a need in their opinion these acts were not established by the Quran and Sunnah But in initial state, when they introduced it, they had a reason for it. They saw there's a benefit in it. Take, for example, the dhikr of our seniors, of our mashayikh. The method of dhikr in the khankas, that particular method, that is taken from the yogis. Oh, there's no secret in that. It is taken from the yogis, this method. Of swinging the head, etc., and how to make the zikr and this pass and fast, etc. For that reason, our mashayikh, they never made public shows of this adhkar. It was in the khanka. They saw the method, in this method, there's goodness in this method for establishing concentration in the murid. So these were taught under supervision and in the privacy of the khanka, not in the public, in the masajid. Because these are not acts of the sunnah. The people, ordinary people looking on, the children growing up, seeing all the senior, everyone, they engage in such acts in the public. So obviously they will grow up and believe that this is now a sunnah. Sheikh, this great sheikh, that it, murid, that it, on a regular basis as if it's a wajib, so it must be sunnah. So that is an alama. Shahran say, Pir jab bidat par amal karte karte zamana daraz ho jata hai, to log ye guman karne lage lag jate hai ki ye bhi ek aisi sunnah hai jise Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne jari farmaya. And they say, then with the passage of time, everyone looking at it, seeing it, know, the great Moran, the great Buzru, great Sheikh, he's making this amal and mulis are falling in. So then it becomes now entrenched, ingrained in the minds. It comes entrenched now in us. This must be a sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. For that reason, they are practicing. Otherwise, why will they practice it? So I said, the standard is always the Sharia, the Quran, and the Hadith. And the Mashaykh, in their time, they would ensure that the extra practices which they introduced, they would ensure that it does not go beyond the bounds. But in later times, as time goes on, then the Khalifas and their Murids become now careless, and they accept it and become so entrenched as if it's a Sunnah. Sufya mein ek gro aisa bhi hai, ke jab ek amal ke liye Sunnat Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam جو کتب شریعت میں ثابت ہے کوئی دلیل نہیں پاتے تو وہ اپنے قلوب میں آن حضرت صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی طرف متوجہ ہوتے ہیں. He says that amongst the Sufia, there is a group, very few amongst them, there's a group. If they are unable to find a dalil, a proof, evidence for a certain amal in the kutub of the sharia, in the Quran or in the Ahadith, the kitabs, they can't find it, but they are inclined to that amal, then what they would focus their hearts on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is amal of a very few selected awliya, but they Allah Ta'ala, it can't be invisibility, but they will focus their heart on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. اور جب آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے روبرو حاضر ہوتے ہیں تو آپ سے اس فعل کے بابت دریافت کرتے ہیں. And then when they would be in the presence of رسول اللہ علیہ وسلم, now in the روحانی state, the spiritual state will be now right in the presence of رسول اللہ علیہ وسلم, then they will pose this question to نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, یا رسول اللہ, this عمل, what do you say about this عمل. اور جب آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے روبرو حاضر ہوتے ہیں تو آپ سے اس فعل کے بابت دریافت کرتے ہیں, پھر جو کچھ آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم فرمائے اس کے مطابق عمل کرتے ہیں. And then they will act according to the instruction of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In this state, they will accept. But now, from this, there arises now a question. مگر یہ بات صرف اکابر حضرات کا خاصا ہے. But they said that this is a speciality, a peculiarity of only very great اکابر اصحاب amongst the Sufis. اگر سوال کیا جائے کہ کیا اس مقام والے کو بھی یہ حق پہنچتا ہے کہ وہ رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے حکم کے مطابق لوگوں کو حکم کرے. Now you see the question which arises here is that this Buzruk now, this great Buzruk, he has acquired now this director for Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Yes, you can do it or you can't do it. Now, is it valid for him to make ta'lim of that in general for all his murids, they must practice according to it? Is that valid? Yes, now this is right. We've heard also people say, no, certain Buzruk is in his dream, he saw Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saying, yes, this is what you're doing, is good. So now he asked, so can he make ta'lim of this, what he acquired from Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in this spiritual state? اس کا جواب یہ ہے کہ اس کو ایسا نہ کرنا چاہیے. The answer for this is no. He should not. He cannot make عام تعلیم universally, make تعلیم of that. Directive which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam given him in the spirituals and the spiritual state. کیونکہ یہ امر سنت صحیحہ ثابت بالنقل سے زائد ہے. Because it is in excess of the established of the sunnah of the sahih sunnah which is established, substantiated on the basis of authentic naql or narration. That is the sharia. What has come down to us from the sahaba by narration, that is the sharia, not what a Buzruk sees in his dreams or in his kash or in any spiritual experience. That is not the Sharia. It's something which is in excess. Or Jewish shakhs. لوگ کو ثابت بن نقل عمر سے زائد شے کا حکم دے تو اس نے ان کو ناحق تکلیف میں ڈال دیا. And whoever makes darling of something which is in excess of what has been authentically narrated in the Quran and in the Hadith, he has now imposed now a hardship upon his own people. It's dangerous for the people's iman. It is for a specific person and for a specific objective, and it cannot be, that Buzruk should not make a talim of it to everyone. Salaf Salihin, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, hamesha logo ko Quran wa sunnat mein muqayyad rehne ki hidayat farmate, aur bidat se ijtinab karate, aur is maamla mein bahut sakhti se kaam lete. It is Salaf Salim, they would always confine the people to the Quran and the Sunnah. They will ensure that their followers do not practice any bid'ah. And they were extremely severe in this. The slightest diversion from the Sunnah, they would not tolerate. Because that is the way in which Shaitan makes inroads into us and take us into the path of dalal or deviation. What an action outwardly is beautiful, it comes in the form of it appears to be in the form of a ibadat, and then one makes amal on it, and by degrees, slowly, gradually, that action becomes so entrenched in a person that it now supersedes the Sharia also. And the Sunnah now becomes overshadowed. Hatta ke Amir al-Mu'minin Hazrat Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala kisi kaam ke karne ka azm farmate aur koi keh deta ki ye fail Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne aisa nahi kiya aur na Hazrat sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne uska hukm diya to wo usse baaz aate. Umar radiallahu ta'ala, when he intended to do something or to issue a command for a certain action to be done, and if someone among the Sahaba would tell him, Rasulullah did not do this, nor did he issue such a hukum, then immediately he would abstain. He would not argue and justify the action or what he wants or what he intends to do. Ek dafa aapko kisi ne bataya ke falan kisam ke jo kapre range jaate hain is rang mein buri auraton ka peshab padta hai to aapne chaah ke logo ko hukm de ke us ne ke is kisam ke kapre utar dale aur phir koi na pehne. Someone informed Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhum that in a certain type of cloth, the dye which they are using, the urine of old women is mixed in the dye. And this cloth is dyed with it. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhum intended to issue now an order to ban, prohibit wearing such clothing, such colored cloth. Itne mein ek shakhs ne kaha, کہ رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے بھی انہی پہنا ہے اور آپ کے زمانے میں اور لوگ بھی پہنتے تھے. صحابی سے نام المومنین رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم himself had worn this type of cloth, and other sahabas also used to wear it, and the Nabi صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم did not prohibit it. یہ سن کر آپ نے اللہ تعالیٰ سے استغفار کی اور اس حکم سے باز رہے. On hearing this, he did not argue and justify. He said, Nabi Strasbourg had to warn it. So he made istighfar. He repented. His intentions were good, but he repented. He made istighfar. Aur dil mein kehne lage ke agar wara uske na pehenne mein hota, to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam kabhi na pehente. And then he said to himself, that if wara, taqwa, was in not wearing this, then surely Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would have abstained. Jibril Alayhi Salaam would have come and informed Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then, but the fact that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had donned it, had worn it, so it shows that a taqwa is not in abstaining from it. So when anything, we have to scale it, as I said, on the Shariat. Give another example. During the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, cheese would come from Far East, from Persia, Iran. And the Persians were fire worshippers. And in that cheese, they would add, to make the cheese, they would add a substance called rennet, infaha, rennet. They would add a substance which would curdle the milk, and it would become cheese. So when the Sahaba from Fars brought such cheese to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, without question, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ate off the cheese, Sahaba would eat off the cheese. Despite the fact that in terms of the usul principle, the cheese should be haram. That type of cheese should be haram. But because Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ate off the cheese, and he allowed it, and Sahaba ate off it, the fatwa is that cheese which contains rennet, even from a ghair masbuha animal, from an animal which was not made zabah, according to the Shariat, that cheese will be halal. Why?